USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another big night for Joe Biden.
This campaign is taking off, and I believe we're going to do well from this point on.
Biden, the projected winner after Tuesday primaries in Missouri, Mississippi, Idaho, and delegate-rich Michigan. It means Biden is extending his lead in delegates and popular vote over Bernie Sanders.
Take nothing for granted. Want to earn every single vote in every single state.
The Democratic National Committee says the next presidential debate will go on, but it will not have a live audience because of coronavirus concerns. The DNC saying in a statement late yesterday that the decision was made at the request of both campaigns, quote, out of an abundance of caution. That debate is set to take place in Phoenix, Arizona, this Sunday, the 15th. And this is USA Radio News.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The White House says President Trump will skip the annual St. Patrick's Day lunch on Capitol Hill tomorrow, saying in part it's because House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will be there. White House spokeswoman Stephanie Grisham says,
we don't need to deal with any more of her, you know, little games and her little ripping up of paper. Who knows what she's got planned for this? And that's not what the country should be focused on, is her games and her politics. So president's going to stay at the White House and work on behalf of the American people.
She says rather than visiting with him at the lunch, Mr. Trump will welcome the Irish prime minister to the White House that day. A Pelosi spokesman says the White House should be putting petty partisan politics aside for such occasions. Tech giants teaming up to fight coronavirus. Reps from Amazon, Apple, Google, Microsoft, Facebook, and Twitter will meet with administration officials today. The goal is to share information between the Silicon Valley companies and coordinate that with the government. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
There's an agreement to reauthorize the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA. Lawmakers in the House striking a bipartisan deal just ahead of the law's expiration on Sunday. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the agreement strikes the balance between protecting American security and their civil liberties. The bill could go up for a vote as soon as Wednesday. A number of musicians are pulling their tours off the road because of coronavirus concerns. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Pop star Miley Cyrus is canceling her Friday benefit show in Australia because of an official warning about the coronavirus. She said, despite the cancellation, she'll still be making a donation to help the victims of the Australian brushfire. Cyrus was briefly married to Australian actor Liam Hemsworth. They lost their home in California during a wildfire in 2018. Just hours after Cyrus canceled her concert, organizers said next month's Coachella and Stagecoach music festivals in California will be postponed until October. The Coachella lineup included Travis Scott, Frank Ocean, and Rage Against the Machine. Scheduled to perform at Stagecoach Country Festival, Carrie Underwood, Billy Ray Cyrus, and Eric Church. Green Day, Ciara, and Mariah Carey are also rescheduling their shows.
Again, that's our Wendy King. Find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.